Hello students, we are ready to start with a fresh lesson of your supplementary reader. Lesson 5, Footprints Without Feet by H.G. Wells. Before we commence with module 1, let us know a little more about the author H.G. Wells. His full name was Herbert George Wells and he was born on 21st December 1866 in Kent, England. He was an English novelist, journalist, sociologist and historian, best known for his science fiction novels as The Time Machine and The War of the Worlds. Time Machine was his first novel and it was an immediate hit. And then on, he started writing a series of sci-fi novels like The Wonderful Visit, The Island of Dr. Moreau, The Invisible Man, The War of the Worlds, The First Men in the Moon and The Food of the Gods. These novels revealed the originality of his thought and his great imagination. If you take a look at the titles of these novels, one can easily understand that he was much ahead of his times. He was way ahead of recognizing the possibilities that lay in science. So let's get started with Footprints Without Feet. This story is a segment of his famous novel, The Invisible Man. This novel was also made into a film in the year 1933. It is important to know about the characters that we are going to see in the story. So let's get going. Griffin is the protagonist of the story. He is a brilliant scientist, but he is the one who takes the story forward and the whole story revolves around his adventures, or rather misadventures. Mrs. Hall is the landlord's wife. When Griffin goes to the village Iping, he checks into an inn and it is Mrs. Hall who takes care of Griffin and makes him comfortable. Mr. Jeffers is the village constable. The story is set partly in London and partly in Iping, a village near London. The season or time is winter, when it is bitterly cold in London, London being in temperate region. So what is the story about? The title itself can give us a reasonable idea. Footprints without feet. Is it even possible? And so we question, can a man really become invisible? In this story, we have a scientist, a brilliant scientist, Griffin, who discovers how to make himself invisible. How does he use or misuse his discovery is what the entire story is about. So let's find out by reading. Footprints Without Feet starts with an interesting note which builds up the expectations of the readers. Two boys in a London street are shocked to see fresh muddy footprints of bare feet, but they are not able to see who is making those footprints. There is no one around. And so they are fascinated as well as shocked. So they follow the footprints until it becomes fainter and disappears, leaving the boys in utter disbelief. Even the reader wonders where these footprints came from. And here the author reveals that these are the footprints of an invisible scientist, a brilliant scientist, Griffin, who has just discovered how to make himself invisible, how to turn his body transparent. So he has experimented his discovery on himself and his body is now transparent like glass. However, the problem is that his body, though transparent, is solid as glass at the same time. At the time, the two boys noticed his muddy footprints. Griffin was running away after committing a crime. The crime was setting fire to his landlord's house, and that he was doing to take revenge from the landlord, who was planning to oust him, to take him out of the house. He was quite annoyed with Griffin's ways and he wanted him to vacate his house. And so Griffin decided to burn down the landlord's house to take revenge. And as he was invisible, but he was wearing his clothes, he was chased. And as he started running, he took off his clothes and shoes, which made him invisible. After his escape, he is wandering in the streets of London, and London being bitterly cold as it is winter season is not at all comfortable for Griffin. So without clothes, he thinks that it is difficult to move around the streets, although he may be invisible, because he was feeling very, very cold. So he decides to enter a shop to feel warm, to get warm. He uses clothes from the store to cover himself after the shop closes. He makes himself comfortable, takes off warm clothes from the shelf, opens the wrappers and covers himself and feels comfortable. He goes to the kitchen of the store and helps himself with some food and follows it up by some drinks from the store shelf. After eating heartily, he goes off to sleep on a pile of quilts. But next morning, he is found by the shop assistants and he runs to escape from them. They naturally chase him, but Griffin takes off his clothes and hat and shoes and becomes invisible to them. Thus, he escapes. But then he decides to enter Drury Lane, which is the center of theatrical world. So here are all the shops that will sell the things, the materials that you would require in a theater. So he enters a shop of a theatrical company to use the clothes and accessories to give himself cover, especially to the invisible face. He wears bandages on his face, puts on dark glasses, a false nose, and a big bushy mustache and a hat. So that gives his face some visibility. On his way down, so he goes upstairs, finds himself the right clothing and accessories, and when he comes down, he callously attacks the shopkeeper and steals the money that he has and escapes via train to a quieter place, a village called Epping. So this is the end of part one, the section, first section of the story. And it is time to think what qualities of Griffin are evident from this part of the story. He is introduced as a brilliant scientist, but a lawless person. He is revengeful. He is so angry with his landlord that he sets his house on fire. He tries to get away with the crime by using his discovery. Still, he doesn't regret what he has done. He goes into the store and steals clothes. He steals food and drinks. He doesn't pay for any of those. And in fact, in the theatrical company shop also, he attacks the shopkeeper and steals the money before fleeing from that place. He doesn't regret any of his actions. Also, we come to know that Griffin had experimented his discovery on himself, but he did not carefully consider the disadvantages of his invisibility. For example, it was quite chilly for him to go around without clothes in the London streets. He could not enjoy the simple pleasures of eating food because they would be flying in the air and disappearing into nowhere. So, he was not able to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. With this, we come to the end of Module 1. Do give a reading to the lesson and then attempt the worksheet. Thank you.